Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
This wasn't on the schedule to talk about this morning, but we just got into an interesting conversation off air about a segment yesterday that I guess, quite frankly, I didn't call out as being inappropriate at the time because I wasn't exactly sure what was going on. And I guess there are some times where, well, I don't know. I don't even know how to introduce it except to say that. And how did we start talking about it in studio this morning?
How did we start talking about it?
I think
it?
I might have brought it up saying I'm still not exactly sure what that accent was that Mikey did yesterday.
You were confused by the inspo, I think. So, which is why you were like toggling. Is this offensive? Is this not offensive? And you even brought it up on the air. I'm not sure if I should be offended by this or not, right? But I
guess we should reset the bit.
Yeah. So, Mikey and Jackson came in and did their segment, Stank Tank. And it's a playoff Shark Tank. And they sit here and present us different ideas. And then we choose which one we like the best. Yesterday was about kitchen, cooking and cleaning in the kitchen or whatever, and Mikey decided to take a different route, threw on some glasses, and he became his character called Claude on God and did some kind of accent to it. And I believe this side of the room, myself, Mo, and Abby felt a certain way about it, but I have tanked a bit or two in my day.
Here comes Mike.
And so I just opted to remain silent, and maybe that was the wrong thing. And we started talking about it during the commercial break, and myself, Mo, and Abby were pretty much on the same page that it was out of pocket.
And then we were starting to discuss, like, when something like that happens, like, do we stop it in the middle of it? Mm-hmm. Or I'm not exactly sure how to approach it, because yesterday when you did and Mikey wasn't even supposed to be in on this segment, but here he is, because he heard us talking about it. When you did the segment yesterday and you were doing the accent?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to be offensive?
I didn't intend for it to be offensive at all. I was taking a big swing, I knew, just doing a character. It was inspiration from, have you ever watched Trailer Park Boys?
No.
It's a character called J-Rock. It's a white guy. I didn't think that it was going to cause problems or anything.
What does that character do? Does he emulate, what's the word? I don't even know how to
emulate a black person?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if that's technically what it is. It's also Jackson sent me a video of this guy that makes like crawfish in Louisiana. I don't know. I guess I didn't think all the way out the implications of what this is. Yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't quite tell what it was, but Yeah, but when we were talking about it in studio, Mo said, yeah, you were kind of bummed out about it yesterday.
I wasn't bummed out about it. You asked me if I thought it was offensive, and my answer was if his intention was to imitate a black person, then yes, it was offensive. I wasn't sure as it was happening if that's exactly what he was doing, but to a black person, it came off that way, as if that's what you might have been doing. Now, I tried very hard not to take anything personally, so I didn't walk away from it feeling away, but if the intent is to try to imitate a black person or a black person's slang or in any way as a white person, then yes, that would be offensive.
Is that what you were trying to do?
I was not trying to imitate a black person. I'm sorry if I did offend you, Mo. No, that was not my intention. I was just messing around. I came up with a voice.
Yeah.
I didn't think that deeply about it. I just came up with a voice the night before and just rolled with it.
See, this
tried to switch it up.
This is what happens when we don't deep think.
And I think for me, as I'm looking at it, I think that there are sometimes as a white person, sometimes I excuse what's happening maybe because I don't understand it. So I default to, I know this guy.
Yes.
He would never do this like on purpose. So for me, I didn't call it out because I gave Mikey the benefit of the doubt. And maybe as a white person that I'm not really sure what I'm trying to say.
And that's what I was doing as well. Like it's crazy how during one segment, a million things can be running through your head as you're trying to think of what to say. You're also being an active listener and you're trying to decipher like what's going on if you're not privy to the thought process behind the segment, which that was all Jackson and Mikey. So as I was listening to it, I was, you know, tilting my head, like, where is this inspiration coming from? And wanting to give you the benefit of the doubt, because I don't think you would ever do anything like that maliciously. And I think I actually think you do know better than that. I just know for those that don't know you like we do, probably didn't come off great.
Okay. I'm also sorry if I put you guys in an uncomfortable spot by doing that. I don't know. I was taking a big swing so that the bit didn't get stale.
Yeah.
I was trying out a voice. I guess I didn't think the implications of it through all the way. So Mo,
from your side, what advice would you give in the future on something like that? Because clearly he wasn't intending to offend, but intent and impact are two totally different things.
Absolutely. Just to be conscious of it, I mean, I didn't personally walk away from it feeling like, oh, why would he do that? Or I can't believe Mikey did that. I really didn't. Now, as it was happening, I was saying to myself, I might get a message or two about this, because a lot of the times that's what ends up happening is it'll be a black person. Why you didn't do this? Or why did you let that go?
Did you?
And did I get a message? Nah, I didn't. Not at all. So there are just times when, if I'm being transparent, I think it's difficult at times when you're the only black person in the room all the time. And I don't think that white people are constantly trying to offend you. I just think sometimes you don't know the perspective of a black person. You don't know the walk of a black person. You don't know the way that we see things, and you just may not think about it. And it happens so often that sometimes it's just overwhelming as a black person to constantly feel like you want to say something about that or say something about that. And I think you get to the point where you just let it go. You can't, if you take everything personal, it'll be a thing every day. So at some point, I think you just try to give the benefit of the doubt and feel like, I don't think he meant it like that, but it happens a lot. It's a part of life.
You use the word constantly. Do you constantly feel that way in the studio?
I wouldn't say constantly, but it's often. There are a lot of times when that line is walked, and then as a black person, you really don't know. You don't know if you should be offended. You don't know if it was intentional. You're not always sure. So, like I said, I think at some point, I can speak for me, the best thing that I can do is not take it personally and just let it play out and deal with it if I feel like I absolutely have to.
It must put you in a very tight spot also, because it's like the last, like you want to educate, but the last thing you probably want to do is put everybody on their heels. Like, okay, is everything I'm saying going to be offensive to Mo? So you must be in a really tight spot on exactly when to say something and when not to say something.
It's exactly that, right? Because who wants to constantly be the person in the room that we're like, all right, let's think about what we're saying here. So you don't want it to be that, right? At the same time, you don't want to go home and then have to deal with your friends and your family. Like, oh, you just let that one go, huh? So it's a tough line to walk.
Yeah, I want to give you license also. Like when something like this happens, even though you say you didn't get any messages about it, to either, and if we're not correcting it in the moment after the show, or hit us up after the show to say, hey, I would really like to circle back to that tomorrow morning because we didn't get to cover it today, but I think it's important to talk about, and I want to give you that freedom, man.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I guess at times I need to realize that even if I don't take it personally because I am not easily offended, that doesn't necessarily mean that the culture wouldn't.
Sure.
And so in those times, then it probably is best for me to say something, even if it's not necessarily for myself.
Hey, Nika, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Love listening to you guys. Just wanted to call in and say, I know people get offended over a lot of stuff, but I was laughing my head off yesterday at the bit, and I am a black person. So just wanted to say, I give my love and support to the show. It's an interesting time that we live in, but You guys keep doing what you're doing. You're providing laughs for people. I needed those laughs yesterday. Enjoyed the segment. We'll keep listening.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. We good.
We good, fam.
We good.
We all good.
We good. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.